something, you do what the Torah said, you're not wasting money. What exactly is the get of Baal Tashchis is something which is very not clear. You have to mamash go fishing in the Poskim to put it all together. The Pasig that talks about it in Parsha Shoftim, it says, L'sashchis es ha'etzel l'ndoichel of garzen, k'mimena toichel. In other words, don't destroy this tree by using an axe, because ultimately you want to eat from this tree. And we learn that in the Gemara, there's a loisa say and a say. The loisa say is don't cut it down. The say is leave it there so you should be able to eat from it. Now, less man the polig that if a person cuts down a fruit tree, he's being over on a deraisa. That's the standard Baal Tashchis. But if you throw out different objects, you throw out food, that's a whole big machlekes where it's deraisa drabonim. Because maybe the Torah is only referring to eights, maybe not. Maybe that was an example of a waste of money, a waste of something which could be used by mankind, maybe means everything. That's a big machlekes in Rishayim. Most of the Rishayim say that even by other chafetzim, if you throw something out which could be used, it's a deraisa. The smag, the smacker, Ben Yerucham, Shulchan Rav, they all say it's deraisa. The Rambam is a shtikl stira. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs says it's deraisa, but in the Yad, it's mashed, it's only drabonim. So the Leisa came try to figure out the stira of the Rambam. But akaponim, it's not clear in the Rambam which is, if it's deraisa drabonim. And then, there's another interesting daya. The Sefri Tainas, that when you take food and you throw it out, so food is like a third darga. It's not shachafetzim, it's a kavachomer from an ilon. Madach the Torah said that you can't cut down a fruit tree because potentially it can make fruit. Certainly if you take fruit or food itself and throw it out. So that should be deraisa, even if we'll take on, like the Rishayim that say that the regular Baal Tashchis, the Baal Chafetzim, is drabona. Now, if a person, as we said a minute ago, if a person is doing a mitzvah, there's no Baal Tashchis. The Rishayim learn out from Kriya. The person is supposed to do Kriya on a mace, has a lot of tears closed. Torah says, because since the Torah told me to do it, so when I'm doing it, I'm doing a mitzvah, and therefore it's not Baal Tashchis.
What about by the
Kaiser? Same thing. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch, in Tavkuf Samach Aleph. It's one of those din that the Americans are not goyers, I don't know why, but I've been here quite a while, 43 years. I think maybe once, maybe twice I saw a person doing Kriya Tekaisel. They just don't do it. People just don't do it. So they find the Eitzes on the way there. I'm after my begging, I'm selling to you, you're selling to me. Like everything we can do, just that you shouldn't do it, it says in the Shulchan Aruch.
Chalipin, no?
A chalipin. That's the, when the Torah tells you, Moshe, the Torah tells you to put on tzitzis. So what are you supposed to do? Make a bag of dafka three corners. I shouldn't have tzitzis. Or give my bag to someone. The Torah told you to do something.
But there's also a din Baal Tashchis.
There's not. There's a mitzvah. There's no Baal Tashchis. You're doing what the Torah said to do.
You can avoid it.
What?
Is
that a deraisa again? It's just a drabanim mitzvah. Seder, but the Gemara says in Tanya Tav Chav Gimel, Kol mi she mis'ab al Yishalayim, Kol mi she'ena mis'ab al Yishalayim, Eina zoicha rei b'sechosa. We have one takana for Chazal to do. All the other ones are mevatel. You look over there in Tavkuf Samach, all these different takanas about going one less piece of jewelry, one less meal, all these things we don't keep today. The one thing that we have in Shulchan Aruch we don't keep. We just don't do.
About Yerushalayim?
Huh?
About Yerushalayim or a stone? Takanas Chazal, whatever you say.
About Yerushalayim. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a bunch of things, having one less dish, having one less piece of jewelry.
Bands?
Of, huh?
Bands?
No, bands is not from Dimr Chazal. Bands is a takana that they made in Yerushalayim, the Imre Bina, and the Orchal Nerim, several Gedolim, because they had a mice over here. It's brought down in Salmas Chaim, the Chus Rasam Zenfeld. They had a mice where a bunch of people were nifter suddenly, and one of the Gedolim had a dream that it's because of the fact that Mezalzel and Kedushas Yerushalayim. And they didn't know exactly what that means, how to be Mezalzel. So they had a conference of Gedolim, and they figured out that we're in Yerushalayim Merkodesh, we should have more Avedas than somebody else. So made a takona that by weddings and by Sheva Brochas, you should not play with bands. That's where it comes from. That's not a din Shulchan Aruch. I saw once years ago, I saw that someone talked about the idea of being mafkir your beggar or doing chalipin like you're saying. So the stiper said that you're being over on din Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yashin, you're not being over if you're mafkirt, but it's ein das chachon noichem, because what you basically did was you got out of doing a mitzvah. The Torah tells you to table kelim. So you know, I don't want a table kelim. I'll be making it to you, so I shouldn't have to tell you about it. You're not supposed to find ways how not to do a mitzvah. That's definitely wrong. But anyway.
What if you go Friday night or Shredish?
Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Agav, if you're talking about Tashlis, I'll give you some eitzes you can do to save money. You can use the same shirt over and over again. Okay?
We're in the same spot,
again?
Isn't it meant to be the same spot?
It can, as long as you sew it up. If you sew it up and you don't have to be professional, just sew it any which way. You can use it again next time. Esther Vayasha, use the same shirt over and over again. It's kedai to mefarsim it, because at least this way people keep it in Rishon Aruch. If you don't tell them that, they're just not going to do it. But what could be bigger zils than that? Kol mishe'enim misav yishlaim. What does a shirt cost? A new shirt? $15. What does it cost there in America? $15. Something like that, right? And if a guy already has it for a year, it's probably worth less. Right? Especially if we went to the Kaisel hot day, it's smelling away with a lot less. But lo mishe'enim. So now he's taking that shirt. He's not going to throw a shirt. He'll be mafkir. He'll be mechalipin in order not to keep a simple dinner Shulchan Aruch. It's pretty bad. But what should I tell you? It's a big sign for people to rip a shirt. Okay. In any event, the Shabina Rav and David Misharm says, even if you're doing a drabonin, there's no problem about tashkas. A very interesting Uriah brings down. If a person plants on Shabbos, he puts some seeds in the ground. Somebody tells you, idiot, it's Shabbos. Why'd you do that? Now what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to rip it out right away. Now how's he going to... why is he ripping it out? L'chayre, it didn't take root yet. So it's not your Rebbe D'raisa, according to a lot of Achayim at least. It's not your Rebbe D'raisa because it didn't take root. But nevertheless, the Drabonin did. Just like if I put a pot on the fire and I made sure to take it off before it cooked. You did a Drabonin because Drabonin didn't said don't put it in a place where it'll get to be cooked if you leave it there. So you did a Drabonin. And after peaking, we say rip it out. Now when you rip it out, of course, you're killing the plant. So that shows that there's no Baltashkas even by a Drabonin.
But the plant doesn't exist yet, though.
Again?
The plant doesn't exist yet, though.
The plant doesn't exist, but you did when it's Drabonin. Anytime you put something in the ground, even if you yank it out, you did a drabonin. If you put a pot on the fire and you yank it away before it reaches Yatzel Eretz, but you did
a
drabonin.
Why is there a Baal Tashkas?
More than that, the Chazanish times you did a deraisa. How's that? Chazanish says, Bam Kashan, Archaim Lamed Zayin. Chazanish says, what does it mean in the Shulchan Aruch? When you put a pot, there's a drabonin, because you might forget it there. He says, what's it got to do with Fenigan? Forget it. We've been in Chatz Yashir Osim Ratur. So when I put it there, it's Chatz Yashir, Yechayev. Now what's the Teretz?
Chatz Yashir.
Chatz Yashir means the Torah doesn't say don't eat a kazayis of chelik. The Torah says don't eat it, right? Chazal made it, have we halacha when she's seen how much that is. Being that that's the case, let's say I didn't eat a kazayis of chelik. I ate a half a kazayis, a third.
Okay.
We say chatzi means any fraction,
right.
Even a third. I did a deraisa.
Right.
I just won't get the knas. I always tell people it's like speeding. If it says 65 and you go miles per hour, you go 66, you did go against the law. They're not going to give you a ticket on 66, but you did go against the law. Here's the consequences are worse. When you ate chaylev, even a mashu, you did a deraisa. You just won't get punished on it unless you had a kazayis. In any event, if chatz yishir is asur ha'Torah, so the Chazon Ish says, when I put something there, it was there for 30 seconds. If I would leave it there for an hour, it would cook. It would get yatzel eretz boy. So when I put it there for a few seconds, I already did chatz yishir. Why is it only drabon exer? Yimamash chatz yishir. Moshe Feinstein answers back in a tshuva. Moshe says, no. Moshe says, Chatz Yishir would mean to say that, Lamashal, if the Torah says don't write two letters, Oisius, and I wrote down one letter, that's Chatz Yishir. But by Bishul, if a guy took it off while it's still cold, you can't call that Chatz Yishir, that's nothing.
Mm.
Cooking has to be something hot, this is not even hot. So it's not even Chatz Yishir. Anyway, again, we went for a tangent. But Kitzer, getting back to Baal Tashkas. Hidra Mitzvah, even by, I told you right now, Deraisa.
Isn't the plant, isn't the plant Mukzah in itself?
What plant at what stage?
Seed, even. Anything that doesn't, if it has no sort of purpose on Shabbos. No.
The Shartzin is Masupik, whether it smokes or not. You should know about
the
Shartzin.
What's the room for it to be?
Because
not
it's a decoration. If I have the most nice vase.
Yeah, but it's
the
not.
Table. Why not?
But it's not.
Why not?
Because you just put it in the ground.
No, in the I meant like a houseplant. You're talking about in the ground outside?
Yeah.
In the ground outside, that's a shtikamach like this. If you look in Shin Lamed Vov, a tree is Mukta. Now, if it's less than 3 tefachim,
yeah,
you're allowed to put your head on it. If it's above 3 tefachim, you can't put, you can't
why
climb it. What?
Why could you put it if it's less?
Because it's not considered a tree. A tree where they made a gzera that you might go up there, pull off twigs, pull off flowers,
okay,
pull off leaves.
Like a
Regular. So now, if you have something which is less than 3 tefachim, so it says the moshel grass. I just had a big vikuach about this in my car in the morning. You're sitting on the ground and you want to use grass. Now, don't misquote me, I said you're allowed to use grass. I wasn't referring to the grass you're thinking of. But you want to move the grass on the ground. Can you move it? So the Mogen Avraham says you can't because of Muksa. Mishabur says no, it's not Muksa. What happened? So Machzor Shekel explains. The Mogen Avraham understands that every tree, every plant, every living thing is Muksa. The Mishabur and the Machzor Shekel, another Chacham say Mapitom. When there's a gzeir that I can't use that tree, since I can't use it, it becomes Muksa. But when it's less than three, since there's no gzeir, then it's not Muksa. I wasn't miyachad not to use it. I want to sit on it. I want to put my hat on there. I wasn't miyachad not to use it. So Mishabura holds that you shouldn't be moving the grass violently because you might tear it. But if I move it gently, it's fine. Other place was said, there's mamash muksa. In any event, the houseplant is a big shayla. Houseplant is some achrayim the taina that it's there to be like a decoration. What's different than a vase? Or some flowers you have on the table, or something nice, a nice plate. So Mishnah Berurah brings in the Shaar Tzion that he's mesupik whether it's wuchs or not. He's not sure. So I wouldn't say posh that it's wuchs. Mishnah Berurah is
not connected to the ground.
Huh?
It's not connected to the ground.
It is in the ground. It's a knock of anything. It is in the ground, but it might be decoration. What's wrong with something in the ground? It's a decoration. He's mesupik. Anyway, getting back to Hidr Mitzvah. So we said if you're doing a Daraisa, it's not Batash, if you're doing a Drabon, it's not. What about if you're not doing Mitzvah? You're doing a Hidr Mitzvah. Can we say then that there's also no problem about Tashkas? The answer is yes. Again, there's no problem about Tashkas. What's the Raya? There's Sefer Chassidim. I'm allowed to take a Sefer Torah. I want to change one of the Urias. Urias is like three columns, right? I want to put in a nicer one, a one that matches a better Ksav. You're allowed to take it out. Even the one you take out is going to go into the Shemus. Mechir is about Tashkas. No one's going to use it. Since you're doing it for Hidr Mitzvah, Sefer Chassidim says you're allowed to do it. So we see from over there that even for Hidr Mitzvah, it's Mutter. Interestingly enough, the Marshan brings a raya from Medrash that even though for a Dvar Mitzvah there's no problem about Tashas, but if you can avoid it, it's better. Because it says that the Torah, they planted certain woods, the Torah want to use certain trees because these trees cost less. It's mash, even a Dvar Mitzvah, if you can save money and not waste money, you should. So if you can, you should, but generally speaking, by Mitzvah, Hidr Mitzvah, there's no problem of Baltashas. Then there's the famous Gemara. When do you hear the first Musig of Baltashas? So in my house, maybe because my father's Hungarian, but I think it's a lot of houses, people say, if you don't eat the soup, you bring over Baltashas. You never had your parents tell you that? Eat this up, if not, have to throw it, it's Mamash Baltashas. It's not. It's wrong. Why? Because the famous Gemara, the Gemara says in the Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Tes, Baltashas de Gufa Odif. If you're destroying your body, that's worse. The Madubra over there was that a person was very cold, he was sick, he had temperature, whatever, so it says you're allowed to burn a chair in order to have firewood to keep warm. So Gemara says, Baltashkas, you're wrecking the chair. Gemara says, Baltashkas, the Gufodif. I'm doing this for my sake of my body. My body takes precedence over the chair which is going to burn. So we see from over there, anytime it's a question of your body, so if your father tells you, your mother tells you, you better finish this, otherwise you're Baltashkas. No. If it's going to hurt my stomach, I'm not going to feel good afterwards, just going to force it in. There's no mitzvah. I have to worry more about myself, my well-being and my health, than about finishing the food. Now, if afterwards you have to throw it out, Baseder. But Baltash was the Gufa Odif. I didn't know this when I was a little kid. Well, I didn't know this. What
if I enjoy destroying something or playing with something while it's destroying the thing?
Like tearing paper when you're bored?
Yeah, or food.
Could we have to go to a psychiatrist? Some people like destroying things. But I shouldn't make fun because I have one of my Enik Acholsa. He likes breaking things. So we give him broken toys because he's going to break it again. I was going to say I'm broken. I should give him a new toy. He likes breaking things. He's destructive.
It's like tearing Priya on the torn shirt.
Look, if you're playing...
Throwing someone, it's like...
Throwing what?
Throwing food, like candy, I throw it.
You have a double problem. If it's... if it's you know, I throw oichas bezayin oichon. That's the dinner shulchan aruch kufayin. That's bezayin oichon. Huh?
Shackle also.
Yeah, you're not making a broccoli throw.
What about the pack?
Your friend makes
a broccoli. By chos, we definitely make sure that it's things that don't get smashed. Now it might just be in this case because it's wrapped up in paper won't get smashed, so that could be okay. But it's an open candy, it's bezayin oichon.
Anything that's wrapped,
if it's wrapped or something which is hard, it won't be. Come gooey and whatever, but it's going to be vaz of the oichel, and it's also. So they make sure by an oifruf, they should be making sure that it's things that are not going to be smashed. I found that some of these little bags have whistles and things that are mamash muksa. People sell them, they throw it, it's ridiculous. And I also met a guy in Adassa Hospital last week. I went to Mavaka Chayla. I met a guy who has a big black eyeglass over his eyes. I asked him what happened. He was out on oifruf in the Maladafna, and they were throwing by the chosl, and one of them got into his eye. Toward the watch in his eye, he had two surgeries. So I don't know how smart that is either. I mean, there's a man like that, but you know, that's not a bullseye, that's a person's eye you got into. But you have to be careful. It came like Skeela, you know, the chosin stands like this, and they're about to shoot him over there. But in any event, if you enjoy doing something, it's usually not baltashkas. The question is, why do people enjoy throwing candies? I don't know. I'm a sweet person, I don't know.
Not candies.
Okay, throwing other things, fine. Put a sign next to your phone racks on. You have to be careful when you walk by them.
It's different. The example of the chair, it's because you were suffering and now you're.
I'm doing this.
You're enjoying.
You're saying that I'm doing this for a te'elis.
Yeah, but it's not that you're
if you're doing it for Ta'elus,
you're saving from pain.
But you're not destroying anything by throwing it. If you're breaking it, then we gotta know. If you really are getting a better feeling of it,
flower.
Yeah.
I take a flower and I throw it, and now it's ruined.
There's no Baal Tashkos on a flower, right? If it was a flower that's worth money, someone just paid money. Yeah, they bring a rye if something is less than
paper. I just cut papers and then I throw this on.
If that's your enjoyment, just like you pay money to go to an amusement park, so you'll cost you a few pairs, even cheaper going to an amusement park, right? Somebody in my family likes buying silver. He doesn't go on vacations. He likes buying silver and looking at the silver. I told him he should take, next time instead of buying a vase, he should go see a psychiatrist.
Is it the same?
But he enjoys it. Well, I can't argue, he enjoys it.
Someone that breaks things or no?
No, he doesn't break things. No, he might buy more silver and looks at it. He says, that's my vacation. Okay. Each person has a Mishigasan. Okay. Now, we have an interesting question. If I want to be machmer on something, is there still Baal Tashkos or not? I once asked Rav Shlomo Zalman over 30 years ago. I asked him, I thought it was a very intelligent question. I asked him, there's poiskim, a few of them, that are machmer on gilui. Everyone knows what gilui is? Gilui means when you have liquids, like juice, wine, you left it uncovered overnight. Now, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in the Yerdei Kuf Tazayin. It's also brought down in Chizkidish Reishayin Gimel. It's brought down not to leave liquids open overnight. Why? Because the Gemara said they used to have snakes go in there, stick in their fangs, and there'll be a question of sakana, because they put the poison into the venom, into the wine. Today, we don't have snakes running around. So as we finish the Shulchan Aruch, we don't have to worry about Gilui B'diyev. L'chad Chilo, we don't do it. We make sure not to leave it overnight. Those are another halach. Why? Because once you have something which Chazal regoizer, we cannot be mevatlit unless we have a bezin that's bigger than the ones made at the takana. So the takana is there not to leave stuff open overnight. And but the evid you can use, except for Kiddush. For Kiddush and Avdol and Dvar Mitzvah, we're machmer on gili. Otherwise, if you left overnight, it's mutter. The Vilna Goyin was machmer with the evid on gili. The Chazanesh was machmer. I asked Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean it was machmer? Exact opposite, he's being makel. Since he's telling people to throw it out, he's being makel on Chashash of Adraisa. But tashlis on foods, we said some rishayim say it's deraisa. If not, it's drabonah. So when he's being machmer, if it's befeirish that there's no promise next day, and it's really mutter, that's called being machmer. That's called being mekel on the iser of Baal Tashlis. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman told me no, that any time there's even one shita you want to be yotze, that's not Baal Tashlis. I'm not doing it for no reason at all. Baal Tashlis means I'm throwing out for no reason. Here I want to be yotze, one shita I want to be machmer, and that's not Baal Tashlis. I found the Mishmer Shom says a similar svar, but it seems the Chazanish didn't hold like that. The Chazanish held that if a person had food left overnight, was gili, he wouldn't eat it, but he wouldn't throw it out. He would give it to some kids in a cheder, he would give it to other people, because he knew most people not machmarot. Why did he do that? Since it was chayshu batash, he didn't throw it out. Kach nearly. Plus, I saw also a tshuva, and a sefer you probably never heard of, Shaz Tshuvas Afarkasta Da'anya. It's a Shaz Tshuvas from somebody that brashed with Rabbi, not about 50 years ago. He talks about the minhag people have not to take food into a bathroom. So he says he can't find it in the poskim. So if somebody wants to machar and I do it, makasha, because the big people said it. I found that the Baron Belzer said it, and I also found in Ben Tzion Abishul once showed me that it says it also, one of the Svarim of the Ben Ishchai, not to take food into the bathroom. So he says, you want to be machar or makasha? But if you did to throw it out, he says, what's the Baal Tashkos? Baal Tashkos is an openness, a question of the Raisa, if not a Drabonah. So he says, when you have a chumrah, you cannot throw it out, not like Rosh Hashanah. Since then, I find that one of the Belzer Hasidim, actually the Gab of the Belzer Rov, Rav Aaron Belzer, 50 years ago, he's today a big moitz in Belzer, big Talmud Chacham, Aaron Mordechai Rutner. He put out a kuntres, different things he saw Rav Aaron Belzer. He says, that thing's above mine. He says, it's not true. He says, Rav Aaron Belzer was supposed to be the source of not keeping food in the bathroom. He himself stored fish and cola and beer, everything in his bathroom. So it seems that the whole thing is not exactly accurate. 100%.
You allowed a drink in the bathroom?
No, you got a problem making a bracha.
What if you make a bracha and you walk in with a cup?
I can't tell you that it's usher. We don't do these things. Certainly if there's a reich or something like that. But the interesting thing is most people are makbid not to take food into the bathroom. It has no makor, the chaber, and the ramon, and the shach, and the taz, no such thing.
I feel like it's just weird, no?
It feels weird because everybody says not to do it. If you open up a time and hogger, I'm ashamed the bills are off.
Might as well just pour it down the toilet.
So comes along a person who's a close Talmud, the bills are off, and he says that the bills are off himself had food in the bathroom. I show us the bills are chassidim, they go berserk. they want people to know about it. But it's wild, because like the whole world picked up this meaning, and it turns out it's wrong. That's interesting.
Like, while I'm taking a bath, I'm able to drink a beer?
What about the brocha?
Do it before.
I can't tell you it's also. American man to do, but I can't tell you. It seems that a certain person holds this ruach around there, but it doesn't say in the Pesach. I can't tell you it's also because we're on a book. Now comes interesting Shaila. Be careful when you drink it, not to make Asher Yotzer instead of Shaka. I came up with an interesting question many years ago, and I asked a lot to me, and no one had a straight answer. Pesach, obviously, when you burn your chametz, you're not being able to bat hashkas. That's bullshit.
Why do you have to to make an atilas yadayim if you walk into the bed?
Because there's a ruach around your body. It doesn't mean to say it's a ruach around the food.
It
might just be that since there's a ruach around my body, that might be a reason not to drink. We have to check that. Maybe since there is a ruach around on me, maybe I'm not allowed to drink in there.
You're not touching the food, so you're holding a glass bottle.
Right.
Maybe. Maybe so. I don't recall anybody saying it, but I could hear such a swara. But I'll check it.
If you're not allowed to.
No matter what.
You have to be noital yadayim in order to.
I have to be noital yadayim because a ruach ra is chal on me, but a ruach ra is not chal on the food.
So how can I eat something?
So I'm saying it might be when I have a ruach ra on my body, maybe I'm not supposed to be drinking that. But I don't remember saying it, so I don't want to say it.
Does it go over?
For sure not. No. Anytime I go in a bathroom, I touch food, it becomes tummy.
I wake up in the morning, I touch food.
Whoa, that's a different ruach altogether. That's a fair. That's a different shulchan aruch, a simadal, that says if you touch the food, so you're putting ruach ra on that food. But it does not say by
it
is not.
What?
You
have to throw it out.
Feed it to your friend.
Vipashtis. Look, you're your enemy. Vipashtis, there is a ruach ra that's calling the food. The place to talk about how we're allowed to buy foods that a fried person touched. A fried person doesn't wash his hands. I hope it's terrible that.
Doesn't know.
He doesn't know, so therefore there's no tumah, there's no ruach ra. How's that work?
Tinek shenishba.
Tinek shenishba is no
ruach ra.
Tinek
need to wash his hands.
All the people working in the restaurant.
Technically, exactly. The place can try malam et schus, why it's mota. But as far as I'll answer the question of the Tinek, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that there's no, you're supposed to be mechanach your kids to wash your hands, but it would seem that there's no ruach ra till he's bar mitzvah. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav wants to tell you that it's from the day of the bris. He puts in a maimer muzgah, like in brackets. Whenever he puts in brackets, he's not sure. He has a tzad to say it's from the day of the bris. Shulchan Aruch Rav.
You have to wash your kids' hands?
Again?
You have to wash your kids' hands?
I wash all my kids' hands from the day they're born, always. And then if you look in the Kafa Chaim, it's a medal there. Sifkot Nontes and Samach, he brings down a whole bunch of poiskim, Sifri Kabbalah, whole bunch of svarim that say that you should wash your kid's hands from the day he's born. It's a zgul for your shemaim. I always mark my kids. It's very easy, Dafka. Take the two hands together, like one hand. Take both hands like this. Wash one side, another. With one hand you pour, with the other you hold two hands. It's not too hard. Teach your kids, it's a good zgul for your shemaim.
Rabbi Yos put a yarmulke on his kid.
Did not.
Kid since day one.
One of my eindikach came to the bris because his mother, Madonna, put a yarmulke on, and I asked if she also has tefillin for him. But I thought it was wild, but it looked very nice in the pictures.
What was the story that Rabbi asked me to come in?
So I started saying, I asked, you're supposed to burn chametz. Obviously, there's no baal tashchis. How early can I do that? Can I do it a day before? Can I do it a week before? Can I do it a month before? Example, you people are bachrim, you don't know. If you have a house, you have a bunch of kids, so you could look like 3 weeks before Pesach, you have 12 bags of lakshin, of noodles. No way I'm going to finish all 12. Can I throw them out now? Or do we say no? It's baal tashchis. Right now it's usable. I don't know. Why am I throwing it out? Because I know I can get done before Pesach. How do we look at it? So I got different answers to different people. Some said, of course it's baal tashchis. Right now it's good food. Or at least give it to Yad Eliezer or something, use it. Or give it to someone who's going to sell it, you know? Others said no. The Gemara says in Psochem that you're allowed to ask a question, your show Kenyan, if you ask you Rav Shaila about Pesach from 30 days before. Why 30 days before? Rashi and the Ram bring down, because then you start asking Shas about Pesach. That's already the Tkuf of Pesach. So someone told Taina, from that point on, 3 days before Pesach, that's where you end up making beer chametz. L'mana Emes, it's a dinner Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a person is an American guy, has a deer over here. He's in town for, let's say, Sukkos. He's not going to come back till Shavuos. So he's got to make sure to take care of his chametz now, because otherwise he'll have chametz there on Pesach. So now, is he behind the mitzvah, or is he not being behind the mitzvah? man does manam as a whole Moshe Stern because of the whole Riches. He brings down a coin to Rashi and being kind of mitzvah even a half year earlier. According to other Rishonim, I'm not over on the lav because I got rid of the chometz, but I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah saseh because the mitzvah saseh is dafka on Erev Pesach to do the bir chometz. I have no choice, so I'll do it. I won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah because I'm not here, but I'll make sure that at least I'm not being over the lav. Now the question is, when can a person get rid of his chometz? So a lot of poskim write that anytime you get rid of it, even if it's months before, no problem because I'm doing the same mitzvah. Rav Moshe Sternbach comes out Me'adam Uzmanim that you cannot be Mevayah Chometz until the beginning of the fourth hour on Erev Pesach. That means to say, on Pesach, the loch is from Chatzos, you cannot eat Chometz. Let's say Chatzos is going to be 12 o'clock. So from 10 o'clock, 2 hours earlier, the Rabbonah said you can't eat it. From 11 o'clock, you can't eat it, but from 10 to 11, you can't eat, you ever know. From 11 to 12, it's Osmanim. Rav Kapon, from 10 o'clock, from 2 hours earlier, at that point, it's Osir to eat. So Moshe Sternbach writes, that's the time you let it throw out. If not, you're over Baltashkas. That's a tremendous chiddush.
But if you do it earlier?
Huh?
If you do it earlier, then you're over Baltashkas.
If you do it before the 10th hour, you're over Baltashkas. Everybody else says no. But since I'm doing it for Pesach, it was a Baltashkas, be Mekayim Mitzvah. And I saw an interesting machlokes between the Stipler and Me'adam Zman. I believe the Me'adam Zman quotes the Stipler. The Stipler time is you're being Mekayim every minute that you're getting rid of Chometz, whether it's today or even a day earlier or even a month earlier, you're being Mekayim Bir Chometz. Moshe Sternbach has raised, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah until you get rid of everything. So that means to say, maybe according to Moshe Sternbach, since you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah, you're being here about Tashlis. You're only being Mekayim the Mitzvah, you get rid of everything, and that's the last minute. Whereas according to the Stipler, every minute as you get rid of it, whether it's a week before, a day before, or 2 weeks before, you're being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Bir Chometz. So therefore, it's not about Tashlis.
You're being Mekayim by eating it, right?
That's a whole shayla about that.
So I'm saying, hypothetically, right now I'm being Mekayim from next Pesach if I eat a cracker.
Is that the reason why you're eating it?
Let's say it is. Then every time I eat a cracker,
then you're probably not going to be eating so many crackers. But if that's not your kavana, some place can say you can Mekayim by eating it. Yeah.
So and if it's not time bounds, then the whole year it could be.
You do that. Every time you eat a cookie, say, Hinnim Mechavim to Mekayim, this is Bir Chometz.
In the bathroom.
Your mama's a big tzaddik.
Can I do for this Pesach? I need necklaces or commences.
Don't know if that works.
Saying you need to get rid of all your chametz each Pesach, right?
Huh?
You need to get rid of all your chametz
each
Pesach.
Yes, that's for sure. That's for sure. But it's interesting, Nakuda. And I saw there is a interesting Mogen Avrom. Why do we say Kol Chamira on we're being able, why do we say in Aramaic? Why do we say it not in Hebrew? So he brings down from one of the Rishonim an amazing idea. He says that the reason why we say it in Lashon Aramish is because, I think it's from the Seder Ayom, that the Sotan is Makatrig on the fact that we got rid of our Chometz. And it's mashed that because of Baltashkas. In other words, even though I'm doing the proper thing, but the fact that I'm doing it, there is a shtickl tainah by the Sotan that we're doing it. So we're saying the Aramic, you shouldn't hear what we're saying. Now that's an amazing thing to say. Obviously, when there's no Havamina, I should not be Makayin the Mitzvah Deraisa.
The Sotan doesn't speak Aramaic.
That's a known thing. We don't want Malachim to understand things. We're talking Aramish. That's a Gemara. Shabbos Daf Yibes. We say things in Aramish, Arabic. That's because the Malachim shouldn't understand.
Which
is Shabbos Daf Yibes? I believe the Magen Avraham is quoting from Seder Ayom. You can look it up. Magen Avraham is in Tuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis. He says over there that the reason why we do that is because that the Sotan should not be Mekatrig on the fact that we're burning food. So it's Masha, even though I am doing a mitzvah, but it's Masha, there is a shtickle tain on us that we're getting rid of Chometz. So in any event, it's what to think about. I can't exactly explain it, but it is what to think about. I'll end off by saying something interesting. There's a Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva that he says, if we have an Isser of Baltashkas when we throw out food or trees or clothes or whatever. Oh, one more interesting thing. You ever see people before Pesach put out a bunch of old clothes they throw in the garbage? Every person, you don't feel
spring
you made Pesach.
Cleaning.
Spring cleaning. You don't feel you made Pesach unless you threw out a bunch of clothes, right? My wife, like, she'll look for it. Do you need this? Do you need that? There's a shear. I mean, Mekayim, the mitzvah bir chometz, you have to do kesayis, whatever. You have to throw out clothes? Yeah, she has to throw out clothes. Can I put it on the street, throw it out? People can use it. Rav Ozner is a true one. There's a shevet or levi. Problem is, there are people that can use it. Today, there's Yad Eliezer, there's all different places. You can give, first of all, food today, before Pesach. You can and should avoid the baltashtas. Nachon, I'm allowed to throw it out because before Pesach. I'm not going to take on the Chor Moshe Sternbach. It's before Pesach, I want to get rid of it. But I can do better. I can give it to Yad Eliezer. They'll give it to people. and people use it, they'll sell it. You know, if you want to be from that, that's chometz gomer. But they'll sell it, and they'll give it to needy people that need it. And the same thing with clothes. You can give it to organizations that can use it. But even if you don't want to do that, or you don't have any organization, Rav Moshe says the best thing is don't put it in the garbage. Put it nearby, like on a wall. That's what I do. I put it on a wall near the garbage. People come around. Very often I put it there, the next morning it's gone. There's people that need it. So they'll try it out. So Rav Moshe says it could be mikir din it's mutter, because once I don't need it and I'm not going to wear it, why keep it? Food also. People are always nervous. They don't want to throw out bread. If the bread is already rotten and moldy, there's no problem whatsoever. If it's not moldy, it's not good to throw it right away, because there's a big problem with throwing bread. The best thing is put it in a plastic bag and then put it in the garbage can. If it's already moldy and it can't be eaten, there's no problem about tashkas. So again, to end off with the Rabbeinu Yoni says that if there's baltashkas on money, kavuchimer, there's baltashkas on zman. And the same thing says in the smak also. When you waste your time, that's tremendous baltashkas. Because every hour that a person has, you can learn and do who knows how many mitzvahs. If you waste your time and you watch bowl games or you listen to rock and roll, who knows what you do right there, your mamish being over baltashkas is a kavuchimer. It's not brought down too much in the poiskim, but the Rabbeinu Yoni and the smak will say it. It's what to think about. Next week I want to do the lochas of Shavuos and the Be'ikr, the Inyan of eating cheesecake and milkshakes. Where does that come from?
The second day of Shavuos.
As far as what?
Restaurants and stuff like that.
Talk about that too. The problem is we're very limited in time. We talk about what brachas you make at night.